Ling. Hi, Sue Ling.
Hello, Sam.
Sue Ling is the CEO of the Ottawa Board of Trade. I mean, president and CEO, I believe, of the Ottawa Board of Trade. You have a number of partnerships, Sue Ling, with other chambers, with the Ontario Chamber of Commerce, of course, with the Canadian Chamber of Commerce as well. You've partnered with the Ontario Chamber of Commerce regarding housing, and some people think, well, what does this have to do with the Board of Trade? It really has everything to do with you, Sue Ling.
Absolutely, Sam, and thanks for the opportunity. Yes, we work very closely with our colleagues at the Ontario and the Canadian Chamber of Commerce. Of course, a lot of the decisions that are made at those levels of government very much impact our local business community, and particularly as it relates to some of these city building issues such as housing and transit. And so earlier this year, we've been talking about housing, our ability to support our local economy with adequate supply of housing. And so we engaged with them and hosted a roundtable here earlier in the spring, invited many local stakeholders from across Eastern Ontario. We were one of four roundtables that have supported this policy brief that we've created called Home Stretched, and some recommendations that we're making to every level of government to tackle our housing affordability.
And Sue Ling, when I think about, you know, the creativity that's going to be needed to get the number of these houses and this housing built to be able to keep this city viable. I mean, we see right now, we're seeing in Kingston, we're seeing here in Ottawa, these encampments for people that are homeless. But we see people as well coming, trying to move to this city and not finding anything, certainly within their price range, but also just the market being so tight.
Yes. And so you can appreciate, Sam, how that is going to affect us. So when you think about, for example, talent attraction as being a top issue that our businesses have identified here in Ottawa for the last several years running, the ability to afford housing when we're attracting people here for our jobs is critically important. And the other thing is that the people that we actually need to attract to the city to build the homes has become an issue as well because it's become less affordable for them. So one of the things that we tackled at our City Building Summit and that we have identified in this report as well is that we have to understand that there's a housing continuum, and it starts with homelessness and it goes, you know, all the way up to supportive housing, affordable housing, and also market housing. And that each one of those pieces is a lever in the ability to impact the other as well.
So when we think about partnerships, who are we thinking about, Sue Ling?
Well, we're definitely thinking about, so we have a series of several, we've sort of looked at it, the housing, you know, from the perspective of the labor and the demographics. We broke it down as well into sort of that housing continuum that we just discussed. And then we also looked at infrastructure and land use planning. And in all of those things, there is a part for us all to play, Sam, just as there is with everything that has to do with our private sector, but also every level of government having different pieces of this puzzle. And so what we're really saying is we've identified several recommendations who sort of the lead could be on each of those, but really asking for a demonstration of innovative thinking and partnership as we try to tackle this. So we have some lofty goals in Ontario, and even those lofty goals that we have, we're anticipating are not even what we will actually need as we go forward.
Well, and I know the trickle-down effect, I mean, I think the province is setting some housing policy, and then, of course, up to the municipality to implement and have their own resources to be able to meet the need. And then it comes up with, okay, now we need the developers, and they need to ensure that they have things in place. And we've heard from developers in the past, Sue Ling, people saying, listen, in Ottawa, it takes a really long time to get something built. I mean, so the trickle-down, is you can see the way that it obviously is cyclical in many ways.
Right. And I mean, not unlike some of the other opportunities and challenges that we have here, we sort of have to, it's a multifaceted approach and things have to be done in concert. So I think absolutely the city has had to integrate a lot of the new policies from the government that are intended to support this, but there is an opportunity as well. And they've identified it. I was listening to your colleague Rob Snow this morning and have, you know, the city has identified that there is an opportunity for us to do a better job in terms of approvals and service delivery so that the private sector can get these things built faster and have it be less costly as well.
Absolutely. Because if we don't have houses, we can't attract the talent. That's another piece, Sulin.
Well, yes, it's a big piece of it. But as I said, you know, we also need the talent to actually build the houses as well. And if we can't even house them, I'm not sure how we're going to get there. But there's sort of a downward pressure on people who can afford, and then there's other pressures as well right now, right? Is inflation and cost of living, et cetera, and supply is part of it as well. But as these people are looking for places to live, and it pushes everyone down so that people who would not that long ago have had more than enough income for housing are not able to anymore. So it's a, and you know what, too? I think it was initially sort of identified as a big city issue, but it's not a big city issue. It's across the board. And so we have an opportunity to really take a leadership role here.
For sure. We speak with pretty much every mayor that's around this region, and we hear the housing challenges all the time. I read a really interesting article, Sulin. I don't know if you read it or not. It was somebody talking about the fact that we're all looking for these 15-minute communities. But if we create these 15-minute communities, and the barista that works at the local coffee shop has to take a bus an hour in to get to her job, then that isn't a 15-minute community. What do you think about that?
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that we are looking at as we address housing, and it's also something, Sam, that we're looking at as we address sort of the downtown revitalization as well, right? Is how can we create these communities that are affordable for everyone to live in so that downtown is not sort of look priced out of the market as well? And then how do we build sort of the transit and the services in those communities as well so that people can live and work in their communities and they can become vibrant?
It certainly is an important topic, and I think a lot of people might be surprised that the Ottawa Board of Trade and the Ontario Board of Trade are taking action. I'm not surprised because you've got your hands in lots of different things, but I think it's the leadership that will absolutely help to get this done. I know you've got lots of events coming up. You've got this big golf tournament. Talk to me about this.
Yeah, so this is our annual golf tournament taking place August 22nd. I think we're over half sold now. And it's just a great day for leaders in the business community to connect, get outside, have some fun. It's a great way to meet a different, you know, maybe a different group of people than you might at a typical mayor's breakfast. So it's a great time to invite clients or employees out for some fun. And we're going to be doing another little fundraising for junior achievement in Ottawa. We did one at the 40 Under 40 Gala, and we raised, I think, $18,000 in 1 hour.
Wow.
So we have some fun things planned for that as well. So trying to build that labor pool and developing the young people that we have here already. So we're very pleased with the work that JA does, and we're happy to support that.
And that is the cycle of life, my friend. Absolutely.
That's exactly right.
Thank you so much. And I know we'll talk again. I'm going to be away for a couple of weeks, but don't you worry. I'm coming back, okay?
You have fun, and I'll look forward to chatting with you soon.
Look forward to it. Sulin Ching joining us, CEO of the Ottawa Board of Trade. Always appreciate Suling's leadership in the community. When we come